the In Focus Player Spotlight, presented by Sanderson Ford.
Well, Dave, not only have you had a fantastic year punting the ball, but you now currently hold the NFL record for punts downed inside the 20. What's that like to have a mark like that?
Personally, it's pretty cool. Obviously, you know, it's not the season we wanted. I think as far as records go and things like that, I'm not the type of person that looks at it right now. I think when my career is over and I look back at some of the accomplishments I have, I'll probably appreciate it a little more. Mm-hmm. But it's nice to have that notoriety, but we still have a game left, you know, and I know there's still some good punters out there that have a lot of punts inside the 20s. You know, it's an opportunity to do something kind of special, but at the same time, I'm looking forward to trying to shut Ted Ginn down next week first.
When you look at the science of having a punt downed inside the 20-yard line, that's where you want to get it. Michael Adams and Justin Bethel, they do the job on the other end. They've really created a lot of chaos for the return teams, right?
It's funny when people come up to me and says, hey, you know, you got the record now. I wish they could tell those guys and have them be the focus because they've been outstanding. I mean, the whole group in general. I can't just point out Mike and Justin, even though they've done a phenomenal job. I have to name everybody. It's a team effort to get an accomplishment like that, and they deserve as much or even more credit than I have.
You had a knee injury that kept you out all of 2010. Now you've come back with two very strong seasons, best of your career, I think you would agree. And is that something that you look back at the injury? Were you ever concerned that you would not be able to come back?
I was concerned because I knew I still had a lot of good years left if I could get healthy. You know, I'm very fortunate that this coaching staff, you know, Coach Spencer in particular, you know, trusted me and believed in me, and they gave me the opportunity. But I knew if I had a good offseason of work, that I could get healthy, I could come back strong, and after having a year back of experience, I knew I could probably excel. I think as a competitor, I'm still not satisfied with some punts I've had or some things that I'm doing, but I'm always striving to get better. And I have a great coach in Coach Spencer. I got a great snapper in Mike. And obviously, we talked about it with those gunners and some of the interior guys. It's a great situation to be in as a punter because, you know, you have such good teammates around you.